The Media Foundation for West Africa, MFWA, has called for an urgent reforms in the broadcast media sector to sanitize the airwaves. Speaking in a news conference with the Eminent Media Persons Group, EMPG, in Accra, founder of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, said there is an urgent need for the passage of the broadcasting law to streamline and regulate operations in the broadcast media industry. Professor Kakari lamented that the foundation's recent research shows that there are low professional standards and ethical violations in the broadcast sector, hence the need for the passage of the broadcasting law to maintain sanity in the sector. Bismarck Adika has more.
During the 2016 election campaign period, the Media Foundation for West Africa, MFWA, constituted a 5-member media expert group to support the organization's engagement with owners and managers of radio stations to ensure adherence to professional standards in the coverage of the elections. Meetings were held in some offices of radio stations to discuss plans and general challenges faced by the broadcast industry in Ghana. Speaking at a news conference with Eminent Media Persons Group in Accra, the founder of the MFWA, Professor Kwame Kakari, said the passage of the broadcasting law is long overdue and appealed to the government to expedite action on the passage of the law.
We think that Nana Akufo-Addo's government must pass a broadcasting law. The bill has been there for quite a while, but it hasn't come up for parliamentary discussion. It has never been put on Parliament's timetable, as far as I can remember. So we think that the bill also is old. It's been drafted many years now, and many things have happened in the terrain of broadcasting, the terrain of new technologies, in the terrain of new communications technologies. And so, for instance, the question of digital migration, all of these issues, the use of social media in broadcasting, and so on and so forth. So we think that it is high time Parliament passed that law, and even if necessary, put pressure on Parliament to get that law passed.
The Executive Director of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Suleiman Abraima, outlined some of the reforms that need urgent attention.
Media organizations, particularly those in the broadcast sector, to urgently have in place policies and plans around programming, around editorial decisions, and also on human resource policies. Apart from that, there is also a recommendation for prioritizing ethically informed practices in our media industry. There is a recommendation for capacity building of journalists and management staff because of the issue of the economy of media organizations that are operating in deprived communities and the fact that they struggle. There is a recommendation that media support organizations should begin to prioritize support for organizations that are based in deprived communities. There is a recommendation that stations based in rural and deprived communities must endeavor to focus on issues affecting their communities and challenges within their communities rather than trying to sometimes copy the program formats and the content that are being broadcast by metropolitan or city-based stations.
A member of the National Media Commission, Dr. Doris Darty, charged media practitioners to be concerned with who leads the Ghana Journalists Association in the next administration, since a formidable leadership of the GJA could have a positive bearing on all media practitioners. She also pushed the agenda for the unionization of all media practitioners in the country. The MFWA said it is committed to working with all stakeholders towards strengthening the media.